So Hare Krishna, one moment, I will just fix this. Sometimes I think after a retreat we need to go on a retreat because getting up so early and going to bed so late and so many impressions. It's easy to digest a good meal, but sometimes to digest a strong point which moves us to the next dimension, which tells us of the next challenge in our life, that takes years to digest. It's not like a potato which you digest in a few hours. So I think all of us have received some new insights during this week. And of course, these insights will come to life after we have thought a little bit about it and really contemplated how to apply these new insights into our life so that we can move on. It's very interesting that according to Ayurveda, it was very common that each person of the Vedic civilization would go on retreat after each 6 months. For this, there was a house in the at the edge or at the end of the village, which was in the most undisturbed place, and which was constructed in a very unusual way. It was actually a house within a house. First, there were walls with windows facing north and south. Then inside this house, which was built with clay, there was a second house with windows facing east and west. When you would enter into the second house, the inside house, you would only see indirect light and see only and hear only indirect sound. This was purposefully built, of course, to remind you of the time when you were in your mother's womb and when you also only were exposed to indirect or filtered light and indirect or filtered sound. Going back into the mother's womb, physically and most important mentally, was very important while you would go on retreat. Because in your mother's womb, you were there with all the opportunities, an ocean of opportunities. And somehow or other, we foolishly choose only a very small spectrum of these opportunities, which we call our life. So when going on retreat, you would go back into the situation, you would pray, you would chant, you would eat very simple food, and you would try to think about what it is that you really want. You would think about all the opportunities which you have in your life. And in this way, you would use the retreat really as a situation of reorientation, of new orientation, and you would use it also to pray for strength to Lord Krishna. So when Ananda Chaitanya, I think in Rangini, I first talked with them, and there was a retreat going on in the mountains of Switzerland, but somehow the number of participants was decreasing. It was called the Schweizer Ferienlager, the Swiss summer camp. And the devotees asked themselves, why is it are the participants not so satisfied any longer with it, and why do devotees not like to come to the summer camp? And the answer which was found is that we really, as devotees, yes, we need a little sometimes to relax, but what we really need is to be nourished in our spiritual life, so that we obtain a new strength for our path and to make these challenges. And the idea came to rename and redesign this old Swiss Sommerlager, or sometimes it was called holiday camp, into a retreat, where the idea is to go back, to re means back, retreat, go back, man geht zurück, into a situation where we still had all opportunities, all possibilities, all exciting things, and we're not so entangled into a small spectrum of which we call our insignificant little fly-like life. Then that's an expression of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was very happy to be here and thought that somehow you have caught on to the concept. You were really participating, and you were a wonderful audience, and some of you got up so early, like they never did before, and experienced really the bliss of the Brahma Muhurta, and you were really doing this and not just relaxing so I'm very grateful, and I have a message in parting which I think will make you think a lot, and inspire and encourage you a lot. So before I start, I would like to sing with you a very nice raga. I sang it the first time on that lift, actually. I was with Ananta Gauranga, who travels all over the world, doing Harinam. And when we were coming down, you know, with the lift, we sang this raga, and I wanted to sing it today with you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
It is, if you wish to become more deep in your Krishna consciousness, you need to share it with others. Once there was a time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked himself a question. He thought, my name is Vishvambhava. This means one who maintains the whole universe. But this meaning can be realized only if I can actually fill the whole universe with love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya thought to himself, if I want to maintain the universe, I don't have to take care of food and make a free universal kitchen for the billions of living entities. That's already provided by the Lord. There is already grains and earth and rain and sun. That is not what is lacking in the universe. There is enough food to satisfy really the hunger of one and all. It just needs to be distributed fairly. If I want to maintain the universe, I don't need to design political structures. The Lord has set that already in place by creating four systems of four ashrams who can work together. There's one thing, however, which lacks in this universe, and if this one thing is there, all living entities will be maintained. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified that one missing item to be pure love of Krishna. And it is interesting how love maintains someone. It is said that there are two needs in the human being which, when they are fulfilled, leave no other need unfulfilled. And that is, the human being wants to express his love or her love and wishes to receive love. In other words, we want to enter into a loving bond. And when we have that, really, everything is possible. We are enlivened, we are inspired, we are empowered by that love. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, if we can enter into this loving bond with Krishna, with the unlimited Lord, we will be maintained and supplied with all our needs unlimitedly. And therefore he thought, I'm correctly only called Vishvambhava if I can actually fill the whole universe with love of God. If I call, for instance, one of you the strongest man of Switzerland, he has to prove it, you know, he has to fulfill his name, otherwise it's an offense to call someone. He has to lift a mountain maybe, or he has to wrestle down one of these Berner wrestlers with a Schwingwurf. It's a certain wrestling style here in Berlin over a lunch, Schwingen, you know, you just I've never seen it, but I can imagine what it is. So if you have a name and you don't live up to the name, then the name is really wrongly given, or it becomes something to laugh about. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, my name is the maintainer of the universe. I must fill now the universe with love of God to make true of this name. So he brought love of God into this world through his movement of Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy names. And he maintained, if we can sing the holy name together, then this rarely achieved jewel of love can come into our experience. Maybe when you chant, and you have seen that during this time, when you are actually able to switch off all your other thoughts and just take shelter into the chanting. I know that many of you make experiences. See, I sit on a place where no one of you sits. A place where I face all of you directly and I can look at you. And sometimes when you don't see that I'm looking at you. See, what is going on? Are you experiencing something? And I was happy to see that during this kirtan, especially during the kirtans and so, I felt some of you were actually able to enter the sacred space and be at least closer to Krishna than you ordinarily are. So the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this holy name Sankirtan can only be expressed with an analogy. The analogy is that he brought a tree. A tree has roots. Oh, he brought a method, sing Hare Krishna, and he compared this with a tree. The tree has roots, it has a stem or a trunk, and then it has also fruits if the tree is watered. So he put the Sankirtan into the midst of human society, the singing of the holy name of the Lord. When it was brought, by the way, it had repercussions in other cultures. Luther, Martin Luther, I know Germany very well, German culture. He revolted against the Catholic Church, saying, "There's nothing you can do to buy God's mercy. You should sit." And then he quoted verses. And praise the name of the Lord from morning till evening. And when you do this, you will be, the Lord is automatically pleased and gives his mercy. The Sufis started to spin around and sing Al-Rahmin and other names of the Lord. Islam got a new boost. And the world started to sing in the different cultures, the different names of the Lord as he's locally understood. And that is the process for this age. It's called Yuga Dharma. He brought a tree, and if you water the tree, then the fruit will come, the fruit of love. I remember when I was born, my grandfather planted a tree for me, and he demanded when I turned a teenager that I water the tree so that there would be the apple. So it was an apple tree, Boscock apple, my favorite apple. It's not available in Switzerland. So, yes, Lord Chaitanya also bought a tree which he gave to all of us. The tree which, when it is watered properly, brings the love of Godhead. During his manifest pastimes, there's actually a very interesting small pastime. I think some of you might have heard it, but I think it is beneficial to repeat it. It took place in the house of Srivas Pandit. In Srivas Pandit's house, it was not just one house like this one, but there were actually four houses arranged in a square, and in the middle was a wonderful courtyard, and this courtyard was protected and shaded by an amazing plant. It's called a madhavi plant, which smells very fragrant. It went, the plant or creeper went all over the courtyard, around the arches, and it smelled so good. It said this madhavi tree came from the spirit of the bird. So once the devotees had made a kirtan for, you know, they had sung for one day, and Vajitana didn't stop, another day and night. And the third day, the devotees who had danced and chanted, they're so out of water and so hungry that they just felt exhausted. Maybe you'll sometimes wish that a kirtan would stop. So late now, Maharaj, we're already at 11 o'clock, we need to sleep now. Please have mercy on us. Especially you don't sing very good, so we should stop. I think we all know there are some kirtans where we think, eating and sleeping is also there, you know. So, but if you do it for 3 days and nights without stop, I think even Jai Gopal, who is known as very renounced in Switzerland, but come to his limitations, I think so. So the devotees were all a little mental, and Lord Chaitanya understood it's time to stop. Then he looked around and he saw the devotees so tired, but they were hungry and thirsty. And he asked them, "What would you like to eat?" And they said, "Fresh, juicy mangoes." Now this was not the mango season. And they couldn't wait for another 6 months or so. So Lord Chaitanya smiled and he said, "Bring me a mango pit." So one devotee went out. Mango pits is easy to find in Bengal because the people like rasagullas and mangoes. After eating one, they split. The pit on the roadside where the jackals howl and move. One devotee went to the roadside and looked, and there was an old dried up mango seed. And he brought it back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Here is a mango seed, my lord." Then everybody started to look, "What will the Lord do now?" The Lord put the seed into the courtyard, in the middle of the courtyard, and before the eyes of all my dear devotees, a little plant started to grow out of the earth, grow higher and higher, became thicker and thicker, and a wonderful tree was there, which soon developed mango fruits, this big, that like the head of a child, like our Gopal Prasad, so big, very sweet, very juicy, very nice, with very little skin. It was reddish, that means ripe. And Lord Chaitanya took this fruits and served the devotees. It is said this tree stayed one entire year and would every day give the devotees this tremendous amount of mangoes which the Lord would distribute with his own. And after 1 year, the tree went back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya, he brought a tree of Krishna consciousness. With the exception to this Leela where Mahaprabhu was present and the devotees did not need to do anything with the tree. We need to cultivate the tree of Sankirtan so that the fruits of love of Godhead are there. And, my dear devotees, and with this I come to my main point, and we need to help Lord Chaitanya distribute these fruits. We need to also, in other words, spread Krishna consciousness. These fruits are highly evolved forms of Krishna consciousness. We need to distribute it. Lord Chaitanya encourages the devotees all over the world. He said, I am just one person. How will I reach all? Therefore, I order every man and woman within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. My dear devotees, there is something in spreading Krishna consciousness which I really would like to share with you. See, I'm now becoming an elderly person. I don't believe it, but that's another thing. But by years I'm older, sometimes double as old as you, and I have some experience which I would like to share with you. I have seen in my life that whenever I try to move out of the little circle of my self-interest and try to serve, that so many realizations come to me which otherwise would not come to me. Like all of you, like all of us, I often come to what I would call a wall in my spiritual life. In other words, a situation where I feel I would like to be more advanced. I would like to go further. I would like to experience Krishna in many ways more, but I'm just so limited. But at that time, what I have seen is that the service which I have tried to render as good as I can, mostly the service of trying to benefit others, it seems to come from behind to me. It seems to go around me, and it seems to move the border further and further and further. On my own, in other words, I cannot move further, but by the blessings which Lord Krishna gives and the satisfaction to whatever little service I am able to render, I push through, I move onwards. There's an extra strength which I can clearly identify to not be my own strength, but to be just the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. I have seen this really. I have seen miracles in my life where I clearly know, oh yeah, I'm not very intelligent, I'm not very special, but so many wonderful things seem to happen, and I know it's not because of me. It is because of Prabhupada and Krishna's mercy. It's too good to come from an ordinary person like me. So I have also seen a character transformation happening by rendering a service, especially in spreading Krishna consciousness. I have seen that my anxieties, oh, will this work? Will that happen? Will this be solved? Go. I just feel when I do service, especially helping others to move onwards in their life, I feel there's just so much blessing, so much, how do you say this, so much coming to me, and my little own little world begins to expand in big dimensions. And I can really say to you, when the body may be exhausted and the mind may be exhausted by this service, sometimes because it's just so much, but spiritually, I feel, I'm very good. It's very good. Lord Krishna speaks about this when he walks through the forest of Vrindavan, and when he is followed by the cowherd boys who sing and dance and glorify him in many ways. He says, it is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others. Should I read it again because some of you are tired? It's the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and words. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna sees, he says to the people, he says to the Balaram, his cowherd, Balaram, look, I want to give you an example what it means to be active for the welfare of others. Just see the trees here. They maintain every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of great personalities. For anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. You know, there are great personalities who give something. Bali gave the whole universe. Shivi gave his own flesh of his body. Karna gave his armor. But the tree gives really everything. Fruits, leaves, wood, roots. It is a complete seva the tree gives. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has used him as an example for how a devotee should be. And he should be tolerant, he should be forgiving, he should be giving, and so on. I see that there is a great challenge in our lives. And I have talked about it a few times. And the challenge is that because Kali Yuga presses so many demands on us, it is more difficult to get the money which we need. Our relationships seem to be so difficult. I'm here in Switzerland and I was receiving many of you, and many, many have relationship problems. I could see that when I was painted, hard to see that their friends, misunderstanding between couples and families, and really, it's not easy. And I could understand, Kali Yuga is also in Switzerland, very active. I could understand that very easily and typically, I have seen. Everything gets a little difficult in the age. But do you know how to solve all these problems? By two things. Become Krishna conscious and give Krishna consciousness to others. Get out of your comfort zone where you only think, I need to eat, I need to sleep, I need others to give me attention. Give attention to others. Give food to others. Yes, prasadam. Give your time to others, and you will see all of a sudden your life is free from problems. It is magical. It's difficult to explain it in words. I mean, I could now give a long lecture to try, but I think I want to just say, please try it. Believe an old man. I'm not lying. Sometimes I may lie, but on this, I do not lie. It really works. It is really very nice. See, we always look for solutions to our life in the areas which we know. We try to manipulate the material energy or massage the material energy that moves in our direction, the direction for our comfort. That we know very well, that we have done before we came to Krishna consciousness, most probably know, for sure, many lifetimes before. We are expert manipulators or massagers of the material energy, and we always fail to make to control it in our way. Why not now look in another direction? To become Krishna conscious, to have a good Krishna conscious program, and to share it with others. And my dear devotees, do you know one thing? There is this one thing which increases when you give it away. When you give food away, your stock decreases. When you give money away, you become poorer. When you give your shirts which you do not like any longer away, you have less shirts. Everything becomes depleted when you give it away, except for one thing, and that is Krishna consciousness. It becomes more. Try it. Don't be like this joke. It's a joke. And I found it in many traditions. It's about a man who comes home and who's very tired and very hungry, and he really has a problem. So he gets the key out and wants to open his house, but because he's so drunken, the key falls out of his hand into the dark area before his house. He thinks, I must open this house, why did I lose the key? Where? How can I find it? And in order to find it, he goes 20 meters away, and there's a bright lantern, a good light, a street light, and he begins searching for the key. Now, after some time, another man who goes home sees that there is a man on his knees looking for something. He said, can I help you? He says, yes, 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 I'm looking for my key. So they look for 1 hour, no result. Stones, they find everything except a key. And then the second man who helped the first man asked, well, when did you have the key the last time before you lost it? Can you remember that? The man who was trying to say, yes, yes, yes. Just before my door, I wanted to open the door and it fell just down. Hare! Then why do we look here? We have to look at the door. It's so dark there. Here it's bright. There we cannot see. Here we can see. And you are laughing. It's, don't laugh. It soon will come to you that you will laugh about me. Are we not sometimes like this? We go to where we can see. We go where we are experienced to find the solution. But we do not go into new land where we are not the masters, where we can't massage the material energy, where we have to surrender, where we have to take to another thing. And the two men went after some time to the door, and the second man just started to look it after. Just 1 minute, he went, ah! We have the key. He found it very quickly and very easily. So I wish that you all will find the key to a better life, to a more fulfilled life. And there are only two things you need to know. Stop massaging the material energy. It won't do you the favor to move according to your desire. Start looking for solutions and applying what has touched you during this retreat, and then please share it with others. If you share it with others, you will see how it will increase in your own life. I know it's a new situation, but this is how it works. Krishna Prema Rupa, he was presenting tea at nice music festivals. He was cooking tea at his own little tea stall, and he learned about prasadam when he came to one of these summer camps And he started to make Krishna offer his tea and share or distribute prasadam tea. No? Now he is distributing many other things. His life started with selling prasadam tea. I was young and foolish and energetic, but I would prepare prasadam and I would go to the places where I went with good prasadam. And later I became a little bit more confident. I began to speak to those who were interested, of my friends, and I began to later distribute books and preach and whatever. And I really have seen, once you start sharing, even if it's an unknown area, like looking for a key in the darkness, you will be rewarded by the Lord Himself, who says He wants that every living entity shares, like the trees, the fruits of their Krishna consciousness with others. Good. I have reached the end. I would like to just conclude by just singing for one. It's a German minute. You can, and then I will request Krishna Prema Rupa to just say two words.
Krishna, 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 Krish